This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Once upon a time, in a universe parallel to our own, lived a man called Captain Gravitone.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we take you on a journey through the fantastical world of Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. We'll dive into the circus life that spawned the character of Captain Gravitone and his superpowers. We'll also get to meet the man behind the creation of Captain Gravitone. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is the Live Feed.
Captain Gravitone.
I'm here with Eli Hain. He's from Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. How are you doing today, Eli?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How's it going with you?
Good, very good. I was just listening to your CD, and it's called A Universe Parallel to Our Own, and it's pretty interesting, pretty interesting. First of all, the whole band itself, the Captain Gravitone thing, how did you come up with the concept? It's kind of a superhero, right?
It is. It's a superhero. It happened accidentally. Probably about 2012 or so, I wrote a song, and it was called What's the Matter with Captain Gravitone was the original name of it. But then we found out that Gravitone was a villain for Marvel Comics. Uh-huh. And so we were going like, okay. So we called it Gravitone instead because that's the Italian, the Italian version of Gravitone. Gravitone or something like that.
Okay.
So we changed it to that. We thought we're, you know, having tone in the name seemed like a pretty good deal. And then originally we were a trio, and we called ourselves String Theory. And we thought that was pretty clever until we found out that there's about 13 other bands that use the same name. And so if you were ever searching for us online, we came up about like on page 26 or so.
Oh, wow.
So one of the band members said, you know, we should maybe change our name. And so we decided to change it to Captain Gravitone. And then because we still had like six people who knew us as String Theory, we added that along to the end. So it was Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra.
Cool. And I bet that's a lot easier to find on Google or something like that, huh?
It comes right up. Yep, it's like right there on top, number one.
Cool. You want to tell us a little bit about the story behind Captain Gravitone then?
Well, after we changed the name to Captain Gravitone, I was just trying to think of what to do with that, and I guess I had kind of the idea of making it into a superhero, and over time, I had written a song called A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town, and then I decided that maybe Captain Gravitone should have grown up in a circus freak show, because that would be pretty interesting. And so, you know, that's where I placed him. And so he has a friend called Jojo the Dogface Boy, and his parents, one parent is a circus dwarf named Bruce, and his mother is a half-girl named Jeannie. And so, you know, we're just having some fun trying to figure out what the characters in life would be like living in that situation.
Right.
And because he's a superhero, he has to have superpowers. So his superpowers are empathy, tolerance, and love, characteristics that everybody has, but few of us can make them into superpowers. So,
okay, cool. Very cool. And the Universe Parallel to Our Own, now is that the first Captain Gravitone album, or are there more out there?
Well, in 2015, we put out a CD called A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town, and that song is actually on the CD as well, because it fits thematically with what I was trying to do with the CD, and it also, the instrumentation was very similar, so I kept it because, you know, but yes, in 2015, we had a CD, and it's called A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town, and it has you know, I don't know, it's a little different than this one, obviously. Otherwise, we would call it the same thing. But, yeah, I don't know. And then in 2012, as a three-piece, we put out a CD called What's the Matter with Captain Gravitone? And that wasn't the name of our band at the time, but that was just one of the songs on the CD.
Okay, cool. Now, so with the story and everything behind it, would you consider this like a concept album then?
I think so, yeah. You know, that's what I was trying to do, is tell a little bit of the story, but I found it really difficult to do without making it tedious. You know, I wanted to put some things, the songs themselves kind of tell a story, and then, you know, sometimes at the end of a song or at the beginning of a song, there's, you know, like some spoken word things that just kind of give some context. So in the circus story, there's a group of acrobats called the Flying Kalashnikovs. And so, you know, it's just a little instrumental that we put in there. But, you know, I have some spoken word things said before that. There's a song about a strong man in there that has, you know, I wanted to say something so there was some context to it, but I didn't want to make it so that if you were listening to it over and over again, you would go like, I don't want to hear that again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the other part is I thought about having little, you know, explanations or little storylines that I could say between the songs. But then I thought, well, what happens if somebody's doing a random selection and, you know, you don't want to listen to a bunch of words that don't fit with the music that comes after it, you know? So I had, you know, so it was a little tricky, I thought, you know, trying to do it. So I don't know, you know, as far as the storyline, how well that came out, but I figured that what wasn't obvious to people, I could later on, you know, write and maybe put on our website, or, you know, kind of after the fact, kind of explain how things work or something like that. So,
sure.
I think it'll work.
Yeah. No, I think it works pretty well. In fact, why don't we go ahead and play a song here? I was thinking maybe A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town, since we kind of talked about that a little bit.
Right.
So here is A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town. This is by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra right here on KQAL.
It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, the fat lady sings, dancing, bows, and the circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, Dixie the elephant, straw man, and circus clowns. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. 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 When the circus comes to town. Strong man will pick them all up with his teeth. The blind man.
looks like a toy in Georgia. The dog face boy. Oh. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. Well, the fine lady sings, dance and bass and the circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. It's a real fine day. It's a real fine day. It's a real fine day. It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town.
Okay, that was A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town. That's by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I have Eli Hain here on the line, and he's from the band. And you're kind of the band leader, correct?
I am the band leader, yes.
Okay, great. The fearless leader we have.
Fearless leader. Cool. Yeah, when we were a three-piece, I started as a duo with another guy, and we were kind of like equal partners in the group, but over time it became pretty obvious that I was a little more gung-ho about things, and so, you know, and eventually he left the band, and so I was the last one standing, I guess. So by default, I became the band leader.
Right. Okay. And you guys have a very unique style, too. I hear elements of, like, Tom Waits, some elements of Frank Zappa. How would you personally kind of describe your style, if someone were to ask, you know?
Well, I generally describe it as original roots-based music with elements of tango, jazz, folk, and funk.
I would say that's pretty accurate.
So, yeah, and yeah, you know, I've been a really big fan of Tom Waits for a long time, so I'm certain that some of that shows through in the songwriting and in the presentation, and mm-hmm. you know, when I'm singing, sometimes I'm channeling old Tom Waits, I guess. So, you know, I really like him a lot. I've listened to him for quite a few years, so.
Nice. I think it comes through. I think it comes through really well. So how did you personally get your start playing music, you know, even before the band?
Well, I had a career as an educator, so I was a teacher for a number of years. I started as a social studies teacher in high school, and then later I moved on to be an assistant professor of computer networking at a for-profit college up in Minneapolis. And then, you know, I've played the banjo, though, for a long time. I actually started around, I don't know, it was probably 1977 or something like that.
Okay.
And so I've been a closet banjo player for a long time. But around 2007, I believe, or 2008, I was laid off of my teaching job. And so, you know, I thought, you know, well, if not now, when, you know?
Right, right.
So I picked the banjo up, and, you know, I started working on some songs, and went through a couple iterations with different bands that I played with, and eventually this came out of it, and you know, it's a lot of fun, and I'm working really hard at it, and you know, I'm just trying to eke out a modest living the best I can, I guess.
Right. So is this your primary source of income then? This is a kind of a career for you now?
Yeah, more or less. You know, I do little occasional odd jobs here and there, and I still work for an accreditation agency that accredits colleges, and so every once in a while I'll have to go and do that. But you know, this is the thing that I do mostly. I focus about, I don't know, probably 60-70 hours a week of my time doing things like working on our band website and Facebook, you know, and Twittering people and all that kind of stuff that a person has to do these days to get people, you know, interested in listening to your music.
Right. You got to stay connected with the fans, right?
It is. Yeah, it's true. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, definitely. Well, why don't we get to some more music here? I was kind of thinking we'd play Are You Coming With Us? Is there a story behind that that we might want to let the listeners know?
Well, Are You Coming With Us is a song that I had written a while back. It didn't really have anything to do with this this particular project. And I wanted to have, in our previous album, the A Real Fine Day album, there wasn't a lot of places where there was just banjo in it. And so in this one, I wanted to put a little bit more of that in some of the songs. And so that's why I put this in there. And then I changed the lyrics a little bit so that it kind of fits with the idea of the circus. And so, and then a friend of mine, Bill Smith, Waylon Willie Smith, plays the harmonica on this. And then a guy that was in a band called Boys in the Barrel, his name is Mike Wavinak. He is playing the washboard on this piece as well.
Oh, cool. And you said the harmonica player's name is Waylon Willie Smith?
Waylon Willie, yep.
That's a great name.
Yep, Waylon Willie Smith. Yeah, he's quite a force. He's well known in these parts, which is around the Mankato area and in the cities. He's played in the Minnesota music scene for many years. Played with some excellent musicians. I think he used to play with Tom Lieberman of the group Rio Nido, if you've ever heard of those, with Prudence Johnson and Tim Sparks. He's very few harmonica players play jazz harmonica, and he does that a bit. Not really in this particular song, but he's well versed.
Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and play it for our listeners here. This is Are You Coming With Us? And it's by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I'm on the phone with Eli Hain. And let's check it out. This is Are You Coming With Us? Right here on KQAL.
Singing, how you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? Are you gonna come along? How you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? How you gonna come along? Back a cringe, she's singing, are you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? Are you gonna come along? Are you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? How you gonna come along? Thank you.
morning show tent. For a dollar you can see him, and he's worth most every cent. He will take your ticket when you walk into the tent. He's singing, are you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? Are you gonna come along? Are you coming with us? Are you coming on down? Are you coming with us? Are you gonna come along?
That was Are You Coming With Us by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I'm on the phone here with Eli Hain. He's the band leader. And I was kind of thinking, Eli, we've talked about the circus a little bit, stuff like that. Is that your main influence, or what else influences you?
Well, I'm not really influenced by the circus all that much. It just happened to be a song that I wrote, and I was trying to figure out, like, you know, like, what would make this cool, and, you know, just, I don't know, I just started coming up with this idea of the freak show, so I thought, you know, how else could you develop a strong sense of empathy that you would make it a superpower if you weren't dealing with some people that, you know, were, I don't know, I guess I just thought, if you grew up in a freak show, you'd probably learn to have a really great sense of empathy. So,
okay,
I don't
sure.
know, I guess. So anyways, that's where it came from. And I just kept going with it because I didn't know what else to do with it. So
nice. Well, it all fits. It all fits together. Did you ever think about running away with the circus?
You know, I didn't, but I do know people who have.
Oh, really?
So,
cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know too much of their story, so I really can't say too much about it, but I know at least a couple people who went off and joined the circus at a fairly young age and lived to tell the tale.
Nice. Well, why don't we, I want to cram as much music as we can in here. Why don't we
sure.
play another song? Do you have one that you think we should play?
Well, you know, I think one of the tunes that I really like is one called Waiting for Superman.
Okay.
And it has a couple different feels, you know, it has kind of a Beatlesque part in it, and then, you know, it's very, you know, it has a really ritzy beginning to it, and in the end it has more of a jazz feel to it, and it has some really wonderful instrumentalists playing at the end of the song.
Okay, great. Well, I'm talking with Eli Hain, and he's from Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra, and this is a song off their album A Parallel Universe to Our Own, and this song is called Waiting for Superman, right here on KQAL.
Shoreline. Everybody's got a finger, but a big gun and a mark. A believer's, I believe in, as they wait for Noah's Ark, and I'm waiting too. Waiting for Superman. Waiting for Superman. Waiting for Superman. Waiting for Superman.
Find the limits of a mind where everything is violent and common sense malign, where kindness is weakness, where push just comes to shove. But you have no superpower if you don't have love.
Okay, that was Waiting for Superman, and that's by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I'm on the phone here with Eli Hain. He's the band leader. And Eli, are you guys like on tour right now, or do you have like some regional dates you're doing? How can we come and see you live?
Well, right now we're kind of taking it slow. You know, it's been a long cold winter, and one of the bandmates is he's kind of nursing a bit of a sore shoulder and such. So, and a couple of the guys also they do a lot of theater stuff. So they're currently in a performance of My Fair Lady that's being done in Mankato area. You know, they're in the pit orchestra for it, so they do that.
Okay.
But as far as Wynonna, we have played at Broken World Records several years ago there, but it's been, you know, I haven't gotten quite that far. We have played in Rochester a bit. In the summertime, actually, it's at the beginning of September, there's a wonderful folk festival in St. Peter, Minnesota, which is a two-day free festival, and we usually start the festival off on Saturday. They have a couple of stages, and it's full of extraordinary musicians, and it's a full two-day thing. So if anybody is looking for a road trip in September, we usually get the call. I guess we're not necessarily a shoe-in every year, but usually we are. So
nice.
Other than that, you know, we always keep our website updated. And so if you go to CaptainGravitone.com, we have, you know, where we're going to be playing and that on there.
Okay, cool. So just check out the website, folks, and you can see where they're playing. Have you guys, so I'm just curious, you know, with the festival atmosphere, I love festivals. Is there a big tent that you play under? I mean, it would fit the circus theme.
Right. Well, this particular festival that I'm talking about, there's a pavilion in the middle of the park.
Okay.
And they have as a stage, and then there's an awning over the top of that. And they put quite a few people, I think over a weekend, they push almost 15,000 people through the park. And
wow.
They've had some really wonderful musicians. This is going to be their 29th year, I believe, doing this particular festival. So it's pretty cool.
Cool. Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. Like I said, I love festivals. Summer's a great time to see music, you know?
Yeah, it is. So. It is. I love festivals, too. If I could just, you know, tour around playing festivals, I think I would be content.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, why don't we get into some more music then? How about Strongman performing under
sure,
the Big Top?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Strongman performing under the Big Top. It's by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I'm on the phone here with Eli Hain. This is Strongman performing under the Big Top right here on KQAL.
Drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to center ring to witness amazing acts of superhuman strength. I give you Strongman performing under the Big Top.
When you were not strong man at the circus under the Big Top. Oh, strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing.
Oh, strong man
at the circus performing under the Big Top.
Mild-mannered man, mostly curious and mean. An animal in a cage or just a circus freak. Oh, strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing. Oh, the Big Top.
Tattoos tell your story best. You were a sitter on the Java Sea, but now you're just a strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing.
Oh, strong man
at the circus performing. Big Top.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So you ran away to join the circus instead. Oh, strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing.
Oh, strong man
at the circus performing with the big top.
Do you remember when you were mine? Strong man at the circus under the big top. Oh, strong man
at the circus performing.
Strong man
at the circus performing.
Oh, strong man
at the circus performing with the big top.
And that was Strongman performing under the big top. That's by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And I'm on the phone here with Eli Hain. He's the band leader. And so, Eli, I was kind of wondering, where can people find your albums if they wanted to purchase one or download it, something like that?
Yeah, right now you can get the music any place. You know, all the download sites. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music, whatever they call their thing. There's Amazon Prime, there's Google Play, you know, they're all on all those. But you can also go to CD Baby and download the music. We do have CDs if somebody was interested. I don't really have the CD Baby account set up to get those to people, but I think our my email address is on the website, or you can just go to, I believe, CaptainGravitone@gmail.com. I would be happy to mail CDs to somebody if they were interested in those. And actually, on the front page of our website, there's a direct link to CD Baby where the album is, so you could find it there.
Okay, cool. It's always nice to get a physical copy of something too, I think, you know. So
it is. I do. I like that myself.
Yeah, you get all
but
the
I know work. That yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've been in a position where I was giving somebody a CD because they were interested in the music, and they were like, oh, what do I do with this? I don't have any way of playing it. You know, I said, well, do you have a car or a truck that's fairly new? Don't you have a CD player in there? Oh, maybe. You know, I mean, didn't even realize that they had a CD player in their vehicle and could actually listen to it. So,
wow.
But
that's interesting. That stuff's going away, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's too bad.
It changed so rapidly, you know. I mean, one day there's LPs, and then there's 8-track tapes, and people keep changing things on me, and I never know how to respond.
Right, definitely, it's hard to keep up. Well, why don't we play some more music here before we gotta go?
Okay.
We'll play a couple songs. How about "We Are Going to the Circus Tonight" and "Parallel Universe"? That sound good?
Sure. Oh, that sounds great. If you play them in that order, that's the order that they're meant to be played in.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, this is "We Are Going to the Circus Tonight" by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And then you're going to hear "Parallel Universe" after that, right here on KQAL.
We are going to the circus tonight.
We are going
to the circus tonight. There's a lion and a tiger strike. Lion tamer and a strong man in tights. Acrobats climb into the lights. We are going to the circus tonight.
We are going,
we are going, we are going.
going, we are 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 going, we are. Somewhere there's a guy like me. The only difference is that he is in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe like me. Every time I say yes, I say no. Every time that I stop, that's when I go in my parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe like me. He's got a heart, he's got a soul. He's living in a big black hole. He's lost in space, he's lost in time. Well, if you look, I think you'll find him in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe like me. He plays a banjo in a band. Well, he makes about 400 grand. Well, he drives around a great big car. Well, and he is a big rock star. He's in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe. He's in a parallel universe. Like me. We're like me. We're like me. Just like me.
Okay, that was Parallel Universe by Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. And before that, we heard We Are Going to the Circus Tonight. And I'm on the phone here with Eli Hain. He is the band leader for Captain Gravitone. And so if people want to see, find out about where you're playing, get your album, stuff like that, you guys have a website, CaptainGravitone.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Okay, great. So that's probably the best place to find out about the band and their music. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Eli.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again to Eli Hain of Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra for joining us tonight on the live feed. For more information about the band, their story, and their music, go to CaptainGravitone.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.